Okay, this is an oral history interview with Nicola Toombs from Manx National Heritage and Albert Gostlow on the 16th of December 2013. Thank you very much for saying that you'd talk to me today about your time as a gardener at Rushen Abbey.
Yeah.
Could you tell me when you started working there, please, first of all?
It was in 1973.
And what was your position when you started working there?
What?
What was your position? What was your job?
I was head gardener.
So you were taken on as head gardener?
Yes.
And what was that like?
Oh, very good. You know, having free control of what to do in the garden. You know, like, there was a great big grapevine, 16 plant grapes hanging from, you know, all beautiful black grapes, all that sort of thing. And,
so what were the gardens like when you took over? Were they...
A wreck.
Were they?
All full of weed and everything. It was a shame, you know, and it was a lot of hard work to
Who was your manager, do you know? Can you remember the name of the person that employed you?
Walter Gilby employed me. You know that man, do you?
Yeah, so he took you on and he gave you free rein of the gardens.
That's right.
So that must have been nice then to...
Here's a photo of Walter Gilby. With me. Don't know whether you want to keep that.
Well, if it's okay with you, we might take them away and copy them and then return
them.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
Okay. Oh, so you won a prize.
Yeah.
At a produce show. So these were roses produced. Were these roses grown in the garden?
Them roses are begonias.
Begonias, sorry. So they were grown in the...
Eh?
These were grown at Rushen Abbey?
No, in my greenhouse.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, look.
Oh, yes, I see, yeah.
Albert was Walter Gilby.
So, who else was working there at the time when you were there?
Well, we had eight gardeners.
Eight? Do you remember any of their names?
Oh, no. I did know them, but I've been ill. I don't know whether you know that.
Yes, Jane did mention, yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of my biggest faults is I don't know where I ever put anything.
Oh. Well, never mind. If you come across it or if you remember,
yes,
then
I will do.
Give us a ring and let us know. So tell us, when you started in 1973, what was the first thing that you did? What was the...
Well, the first thing is to try and clear up, you know, what somebody else had left. Yes.
So this is a photograph of some of the flower beds at the gardens. Would it be okay if I borrowed these photographs to copy, please?
Yes, certainly.
Would that be okay if we'll copy them? So did you take this picture?
No. Very old picture.
So what did the gardens look like when you took them on? Were they any sort of garden at all?
No, they were... Let's have a look at that one. I got a feeling that could be before my time.
Before your time. So there were some gardens and flower beds there when you arrived.
Is there something at the back of
that? Yes, but it just says Pigeon Tower, Russian Abbey. There's no date on it. And then a copyright sticker. There's no
date. Well, that could be mine, because there is some. It's some like that, you see.
How did you go about designing them and deciding what went where?
Designing the garden?
Yeah.
Well, it was in my own imagination, you know. I just made a lovely through rose garden, a rose bed, which is quite pretty, and then I, all the paths, I made an avenue of oh dear. The beautiful pink flowers that grow nuts. It'll come to me in a minute.
Okay. So this photograph, would this be from, this was before you had it though, this is quite an old one, isn't it?
That was, there's a date at the back of it, isn't there?
Well, it's got a stamp on it saying 1914.
Let's have a look.
It says 1914 on the back.
Yeah, that would be.
So that's before your time.
That'd be when it was taken.
So how did you come? Were these pictures given to you?
I picked them up in the office that I had.
So where was your office? Where was the office?
In Russian Abbey Gardens. It's the old man in Russian Abbey Gardens.
Oh, lovely. So when you started, were they already doing the jam making when you started there?
Yeah, the jam making was there just across the river.
Okay.
And opposite my house, actually, the hired house that I lived in.
Oh, so you lived there as well?
Yeah.
So you were opposite the jam factory?
That's right, yeah.
So what do you remember about the jam factory?
I remember the great big wheel that used to go around like as if it was similar to a mill wheel that's churning up the nuts and or whatever, the grapes and that. Grapes it would be, because they grew grapes in Russian Abbey Gardens. Yes.
So did you grow fruit for the jam factory as well? Did you supply the jam factory?
That's right, it supplied. Not in my time.
Okay, so by the time you started, it was just like a floral garden. There weren't fruit gardens there anymore.
The remnants of the factory was still there, but it wasn't producing jam.
Right, so it stopped producing jam.
Yeah. You're not interested in Walter Gilby's horses.
No, not really, no. Not unless he kept them at Russian Abbey.
Yeah. There's the history you're looking for.
Oh, brilliant. Write this. I'll just write this date down because we've got copies of all of the newspapers at the museum, so if I just write the date down, then I can get a copy of that, and then I can give you that one back. Thank you. That's very useful. Thank you very much.
I don't mind you keeping it if you want to give me it back when you're done.
No, we have copies of all of the newspapers at the museum, so I've written down the name of the paper and the date and the page from the top there.
29th of August.
So I can just look it up from our newspapers.
1986.
Yeah. I'll look that up.
Yeah.
When I get back to the museum.
I don't know whether they're of any interest to you.
Oh, thank you. So there's some correspondence. Oh, that's nice. That's a lovely letter. So can we borrow this letter as well? Is that okay? Can I borrow the letter as well?
Yes, sure you can.
I will return all of this to you. So that's a very nice letter complimenting the gardens. That's really lovely. So people were writing to you to tell you how much they'd enjoyed the garden.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
You want it?
Yes, if that's okay. Thank you very much. Is that the envelope there that it came in? I'll keep them together. Here we go. I'll get that for you. We'll keep those together. So people really enjoyed the gardens. They felt compelled to write to you after their holiday to tell you how much they'd enjoyed them. That was lovely. Did you get many letters like that when you were working there? Was that a common thing? Oh, thank you. So this is a photograph album. Oh, brilliant. Oh yes, there's some great photographs in here. I can remember that slide. Oh, yes. So these are the gardens then in your time. You must have taken these pictures.
That's it.
Yeah, so they're lovely. So do people pay to come into the gardens?
Yes, it did.
And So there's tables and chairs so people could get refreshments in there.
Yes.
And so did they come and stay all day? Or was it... Would people visit for the whole day and spend the whole day
there? They could, yes, they could stay. We had a lovely restaurant and all that sort of thing.
So did people... Was this... Were people still having the dances there in this era?
Yes, they used to dance, and we had an organ. We used to, you know, an electric organ.
And that was in the daytime or just in the evening?
Yes.
So people would pay to come into the gardens, and then they would sit and listen to the music, or what would they do when they were in there?
You'll have to speak up a bit loud, a bit hard of hearing.
What would people do when they, once they paid to get into the gardens? What would they do? Have a walk about, or what would they do?
What the people, when they paid to, yes, good morning, the flowers, asking me questions, what names there were, and that sort of thing.
So you used to talk to the visitors as well?
Yeah,
hand.
We used to mind me tomatoes and all that sort of thing. And
that's a great picture. Do you remember this one? There's some Morris dancers there.
They used to look funny. I couldn't understand the dance, you know.
So were there often entertainments like this put on, like dancing for people to watch?
Yeah, and clapping the sticks. And
Do you remember why they were there? Why the Morris dancers were there? Was it?
I don't remember what brought them here. It's a holiday time, that's all I can say.
So was there entertainment put on for the visitors? What sort of entertainment, when the visitors came in, was there entertainment?
Well, walking round at that time, we had night entertainment, dancing and all that sort of thing. But that we had an organ playing in the restaurant, and that was more for when it was raining, you know, let them come in, they could have cups of tea and whatever they had, and play the organ and all this sort of thing.
Was it just open during the summer season?
Yes.
So it closed down to visitors?
That's right, yeah.
So presumably you still lived there in the winter though, did you? Did you still live there in the winter?
Did I live there, yes.
You lived there all the time.
They keep my eye open because children used to get in and play and, you know, do a lot of damage and that sort of thing.
The local children?
Yes. Used to be a garden, by the way, before the monks took it.
It was a garden before the monks took it.
Russian Abbey Gardens, yeah.
Yes, there's some lovely pictures there. Can I borrow this whole album?
Of course you can.
Okay, thank you very much. They'll be really useful. Thank you. Oops. So how many years did you work there for? From
12.
For 12 years. So you were head gardener there for 12 years, and so you lived there the whole 12 years.
That's right.
So you left in 1981, that would be. No. 1985.
I'm not very good at arithmetic.
1985. So was that when they closed?
It's what?
Did you leave when they closed, when they closed down to the public? Or were they still?
No, I never left. I was looking after the place.
Okay.
When it was closed for the winter, against thieves when kids come playing in, you know.
Okay. So, but after you finished working there, after your 12 years, was that when it closed? Is that why you left, when it closed down?
No, it didn't close. Yes, you could. That's right. It did close down, and it changed hands. That's right.
Did anybody else live on the site? Did anybody else live on the site? Did anybody else live at Russian Abbey?
Yes. Gilby's horseman.
Okay.
And his wife lived there in a special cottage.
So did he keep his horses at Russian Abbey?
Three of them.
Okay. Whereabouts did he keep them?
Near the river. And the name of the horses was Gin, Whiskey and Rum.
Can you remember the name of the horseman?
Gilby was, his dad was a wine merchant.
Ah, Gin, Whiskey and Rum.
And one of them horses loved a pint of beer.
Really?
Yeah, you must put that there. Well, I'll have a photo of it here somewhere.
Did you say you had some photographs of his horses there?
Yes.
Are they at the Abbey in the pictures?
There's two lots of the Gilby horses.
Oh, thank you. Okay, yes, I'll borrow these if that's okay as well then. A little bit of information in there.
Is that the same one as that one down there?
That one looks like it's a page that's come out of this. I think that's a page that's come out of this here. So it says here that in 1975 Russian Abbey was owned by Mr. Ken Daly.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Oops.
Ken Daly.
Yes, yes, yes. They was part owner of it.
He was part owner.
Him and Walter Gilby.
Okay.
Ken Daly, you said.
Yeah,
that's
was it
right.
Daly?
Yeah.
Daly, Daly. So do you remember him?
Yeah, that was well.
What, do you know what his role was? What did he do when he was there?
What did I?
What did he do?
He was an antique dealer. I don't know. A person that would go around buying places like Russian Abbey.
Right.
That was him, yeah. I can't answer the question to this one.
Don't worry. So, did they have much input into Russian Abbey? Would they come and say, oh, well, we'd like some roses over here, or did they just give you free
Oh, yeah, very, very, very critical.
Oh, really?
Because they wanted, you know, to attract customers.
Okay. So this is like a little souvenir thing from Russian Abbey with photographs of the Abbey. So did you keep the vinery, did you keep that going? There's a picture here of the vinery.
The vinery, oh yes.
So you kept that going.
Quite an attraction.
Okay, yes, that's great, thank you.
I can't answer any questions about that. I mean, he's a bit too old.
Oh, lovely. So this is a visiting band, is it? Is it a band visiting? A brass band or a silver band visiting?
That gives you a little idea how rough it was. Look at the lawn. That was before I came.
So they weren't very well maintained before you started there.
That's right.
School band. Lovely.
I don't know whether that would be of any interest to you. Oh.
Thank you. Oh, yes, that's very nice. Thank you. Yeah, we'll borrow that if that's okay. So were these things that you just gathered up over your time, or was this fact, did you find this in the office?
What is the back of it?
Well, it says 1934, so it's obviously before you were there. So
that's right,
did you find this there in the office? Or It's very nice. Yeah, okay, we'll take that to copy as well then, if that's okay.
And I don't know what that's all about.
Thank you.
Thank you. My credentials.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much.
You can read that out to me. I'm very proud of it.
Oh, okay. Dear Sirs, Mr. Eddie Teer, who is the Member of Parliament for the Isle of Man, has approached me to support the nomination of Mr. Albert Gostlow to be recognised for inclusion in the Queen's Honours List. Albert and I have been the closest of friends for many years. It is through his avid interest and love begonias, through the National Begonia Society bulletins. Albert has become respected and loved by all of our members. They have been amazed by his superb culture of our favourite flower and of the fantastic array of trophies which he has won. I am also aware of his wonderful service in the Second World War, and this was in spite of the impoverished circumstances of his childhood. I feel very proud to support Mr. Teer's nomination. Yours sincerely, Derek Telford. Well, that's very complimentary. So who's Derek Telford?
He is the editor of the National Begonia Society.
Right. So how did you get into gardening then? Before you were at Rushen Abbey, where were you working?
Where were I working before Rushen Abbey? I'll give you a guess and you could never guess.
Okay, give me a clue.
Hairdresser.
Oh, really? Fantastic. So instead of trimming people's hair, you went to trimming bushes and
shrubs.
So instead of trimming people's hair, you were trimming shrubs and bushes. So you were a hairdresser?
Yep.
So where were you hairdressing?
In Wisbech in Cambridgeshire.
Right. So what made you move to gardening? Or had you always done gardening?
The war broke out. I got married and lived in the north. And but there wasn't much work about in those days, you know, so there was a chance of this job, so I applied for it and got it.
So you applied for the job of head gardener on the Isle of Man, and you weren't from the Isle of Man?
No, there was hell to play about that.
And you'd never been a head gardener before?
No, I did come from a chrysanthemum growing family, you know, that was in me blood, of course, I suppose. Okay. And that's how that worked out.
So when you came over for the interview, who interviewed you?
I didn't come over, I was living here, funny enough.
You were?
I was living in the Isle of Man.
Oh, you were living on the Isle
of Man? Yeah. Actually, I'd gone out fishing, and my boy said, you know, he said, you want to start looking for a job. You know, you're spending all your time out there fishing. And I looked for this job, and there was 20 people in line for this job, and I got it.
Wow. So what were you doing on the Isle of Man? Why did you move to the island?
Well, I don't like telling you.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Well, I had a baby before I was married. They told me if I moved to the Isle of Man that I wouldn't have to pay.
Oh, right.
And so that's how I got to the Isle of Man.
So you moved to the Isle of Man with your wife and...
Don't put that in a...
No, okay. So you moved to the Isle of Man with your wife and then she encouraged you to get a job and you got this job as the gardener.
I got a job as a gardener in a big house in Crosby. Is that the phone?
That's your telephone ringing. I think it's that one over there. Are they the same?
Hello? Could you actually... I got a lady from Russian Abbey Gardens I'm having a talk to.
Oh, okay. No worries, I'll talk
to you later. All right, mate. Bye-bye. See how clever I am getting rid of people. So you
were working as a gardener in a big house in Crosby?
Yeah. Mr. Usher, now then. Cousins of Soap people used to live there before these
right.
people.
Okay. So you had some gardening experience?
Yes. Through being in them gardens.
Right.
I took this job on and that's how all that started.
So then the job came up at Russian Abbey and you applied for that one?
Did I?
The job came up at Russian Abbey.
Yes,
and
right,
then you applied
for that one. Strange enough, Walter Gilby was a guest of theirs and he saw the gardens. And he offered me the job.
Right, I see. Yeah, because did he live in nearby in Crosby then? Walter Gilby lived.
He lived
around.
Just closer down. Yeah.
Okay, so he saw the gardens and he liked what he saw and offered you
that's
the job.
That's right. Yes.
Great. Okay. So that's what happened. And did you enjoy your time working there?
Oh yeah. After being shut away in a barber shop all your life, you know, it's... Yeah. Well, there we are. Well, I think that's the nearest I can get to my life story.
That's fine. That's been... And these things here... I'll turn this off now. These things here that you've